Item number six, action equipment and maintenance provider rules. Ms. Ann Wright.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Ann Wright. I'm General Counsel. HB 12, which was an omnibus bill passed at the end of the last session, required the department to establish a couple of rules. One was an equipment review system rule, and the other one were maintenance provider system rules. The equipment review rules are intended to require the agency to annually evaluate its maintenance equipment and to sell or dispose of outdated equipment. Maintenance equipment is any equipment that's used to maintain CPWD property. And the proposed rule would limit the equipment covered by the rule to capitalized equipment, and that's personal property having a value of more than $5,000, an acquisition value of more than $5,000. Under the proposed rule, the maintenance equipment will be considered outdated if it no longer is operational, it cannot reasonably be made operational, or if it no longer serves the department purpose, or if it meets all three of the following criteria, which is that the market value is less than the maintenance cost, or the cost to replace it is less than the annual maintenance cost, and the department has sufficient funds and capital budget authority to replace the equipment. Once we determine that equipment is outdated, then under these proposed rules, the department will prepare a report, and then we will begin the process of disposing of the property within 60 days of the completion of that report. This should not interfere with our normal process, however, of disposing of surplus property. The maintenance provider review system is actually intended to address individuals who are performing services. Under this proposed rule, we will annually identify the cost of staff to perform certain specified maintenance tasks like custodial services, mowing, landscaping, which would include tree trimming, minor repairs, trash collection. And we will identify the cost of contracting with a third party to perform those services. And we will determine whether or not the quality of what we would get from a contracted service is going to be equal to or greater than what we would get from department staff. And we will do this on a facility basis. If we determine that the cost of contracting with someone to perform these tasks is less than the cost of performing it by department staff, and that we're going to get at least an equal result in terms of quality, then we will begin the process of contracting with an outside party. Before you is a motion that will adopt the rule that's published in the Texas Register with really minor wording changes. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Ann? Anybody sign up to speak? Any questions for anybody? Do we have a motion? Okay. Commissioner Martin, Commissioner Hickson, all in favor? All right, thank you.